to the podcast of the City Club of Eugene, Oregon. The City Club builds community vision through open inquiry and is dedicated to enabling an informed public on a wide range of topics. Coming up in today's program.
I love people. I am a servant who has been called to serve the people.
I spent a lot of time thinking about what does it mean to stick your neck out? And to me, it means being consistent, being consistently you, no matter who you're around, at work, at home, with colleagues and community. It means being willing to be wrong. It means being willing to be alone. And whatever the moment is, if you know that what you're doing is right, then being willing to be the only one who stands up and says something, being willing to not be popular.
We appreciate the sponsors who make our civic work possible, including Kaiser Permanente, kp.org, Lane Community College, lanecc.edu, Peace Health, peacehealth.org, the University of Oregon, uoregon.edu, Lane County, and the City of Eugene. And here's today's program.
Welcome to the City Club of Eugene's May 21st, 2021 program, the Turtle Awards. This is the 34th program of our 2020-2021 programming year. My name is Scott Coltrane, and I'm the City Club President. Support for the City Club is provided by our members and sponsors. You can become a member of the City Club at our website, cityclubofeugene.org. Our programs are always available on our YouTube channel and on our Facebook page, and are broadcast on public radio station KLCC 89.7 on Mondays at 7 p.m. In today's program, the City Club showcases our new Turtle Award recipients. Biographical information on our speakers is available on our website, cityclubofeugene.org. I would like to thank Chief Turtle John Van Landingham and City Club Program Committee Chair Joel Corin coordinating today's program. About the Turtle Awards, every year since 1991, the City Club of Eugene has honored one or two local folks who have stuck their necks out for the good of the community, often without much public recognition. These are people who, in the words of the awards criteria, foster creative problem solving in local public affairs, stimulate constructive action, forge cooperative relationships, and honor diverse perspectives. There have been 56 turtles since 1991. New turtles are chosen by the existing turtles. This year's turtles are Betty Snowden and Mo Young. On to today's program.
Hello, Turtle fans and City Club members. My name is John Van Landingham. I am the unofficial chair of the unofficial Turtle Committee. Every year since 1991, the City Club has recognized 1 to 3 local citizen activists. There have been 56 turtles so far, all selected by the Turtle Committee. The Turtle Committee consists of all of the living turtles. It has only one task. It's the best committee in the world, and that task is to select new turtles, which we do once a year. The first turtle was chosen by City Club founders, Bob Moulton, who's no longer with us, Jerry Gatos, and Gene Tate. The recipient actually gets a small cast iron turtle with an engraving on it. Gene Tate found that first turtle in an art gallery in Santa Fe. She bought it as a gift to her husband. She then promptly stole it from her husband and gave it to the first turtle, which was, thankfully for me. The criteria for the Turtle Award are someone who sticks their neck out for the good of the community. That's the turtle concept. Fosters creative problem solving in public local public affairs, stimulates constructive action, and forges cooperative relationships with and honors diverse perspectives. This year's new turtles are Betty Snowden and Mo Young. The presenters for Betty will be Sue Pritchard and Rebecca Larson. For Mo, the presenters will be Marion Malcolm and Greg Rickoff. Each of the two presenters for each recipient will take a few minutes and talk about what it is the new turtle does that's sticking his or her neck out. Well, in this case, her neck out. And then we ask, after Sue and Rebecca talk about Betty, we ask Betty to take a few minutes just to talk about why she does what she does, what motivates her to do these things. And then we'll do the same with Mo. Again, Marion Malcolm and Greg Rickoff, and then Mo talking about her, why she does what she does. Sue, over to you.
I'm going to use my notes because there are so many things to say about Betty. I have known, admired, respected Betty as both a successful real estate agent and as a successful retail store owner. I've observed her over the last 25 or so years as she built her career and her business, started her TV show, and followed her belief that taking care of the less fortunate is, in her words, the proper thing to do. She's had an exceptionally successful real estate career, always a very top producing broker when she worked for other agencies before she set up her own brokerage. She developed a TV show totally driven by her own clear vision of what she wanted to accomplish. People discouraged her. They said it wouldn't work. And then later wanted to take credit for the fact that she had succeeded in doing what she wanted to do. She kept going and is still going, having interviewed many, many famous people who have stories of inspiration that Betty wants the world to hear. I've watched over the years and admired her sheer fortitude to get up every single day and do the work she does, even in the face of repeated discrimination and multiple attempts to undermine her success. Sadly, I know many of the details of the horrific obstacles that have been put in her way. There were people who had a vision of a downtown tenant mix that did not include Betty and did not include her shop, which ironically, I believe is the longest lasting retail business in downtown Eugene, except perhaps for Le Lazar's. She has endured repeated graffiti more times than I can list, vandalism aimed directly at her, phrases such as, go back to Africa, you don't belong here, and other unspeakable words, as well as personal threats against her and her family. None of this has stopped Betty from moving forward with dignity, with purpose, with warmth and compassion. And most importantly, she moves forward without bitterness, something that most of us would struggle to do in the same situation. A couple of things I know about Betty that underlie everything she does. One is that she doesn't care about the money. And the other thing is that all aspects of her work are driven by her personal values. About the money, she doesn't care because it's about treating people right. Those are her words. She says, if you do your job and treat people right, the rewards will follow. She doesn't say the money will follow. She says the rewards will follow. And that's because for Betty, the reward is that people are being treated properly. As far as her values go, again, everything she does is driven by them. It's about doing the right thing, about treating people kindly, about doing very professional work and showing up at times of need. And that doesn't mean just showing up for the closing of the building that she sold or showing up for the TV show. It means showing up for the funerals and for the birthdays and when people are ill. It means doing above and beyond just the job. In all cases, Betty has had to work harder than everybody else in her career, both in real estate, in her retail business, and in her television show. She's had to carry herself in ways that overcome the obstacles that other people have put in front of her just because of her race. I asked Betty how she's managed to do all that she does. And she said, when you know who you are and what is most important to you, you can do anything. She says, I stay focused on the goal, and my goal is helping people. In real estate, that might be buying a house or buying a building. In television, it is inspiring other people with her stories. And in her nonprofit work, it is helping the homeless and people in need. She has definitely kept her eye on the goal. And her goal is helping people. She does that with purpose because it's the proper thing to do. Those are her words. Betty's clearly a turtle. She has stuck her neck out every single day for all of the 25 years I've known her for sure. Getting up and working as the only Black real estate broker in Eugene in a community that has a less than stellar reputation for inclusion, maintaining dignity, compassion in the face of horrific discrimination and outright threats to her personal safety, utter dedication to her personal values of taking care of others, and her relentless ability to forgive and move on. When I asked Betty how she managed to keep going in the face of all these obstacles that have been thrown in front of her, and she said, we are blessed. She feels gratitude, not bitterness, It is my honor to say these things about Betty. I think I've just scratched the surface, but I think we can all see that our community has been and continues to be blessed by Betty's extraordinary presence. Congratulations, Betty.
Hello, I'm Rebecca Larson. And like Sue, I've known Betty Snowden for more than 25 years. When I first asked for her help with Turkey Drive, St. Vinny's annual holiday food box giveaway, I had no idea I'd be standing here now, honored to be telling people about Betty Snowden I have come to know and appreciate. You have to picture this. Cars lined up waiting for a holiday food box, and Betty, dressed professionally as always, with her signature hat, in the parking lot, greeting each driver and family, slinging a frozen turkey into trunks, passing out candy canes, and wearing red dress shoes. One of my coworkers said, "You think she can get the job done? She's wearing heels." "Oh yes," I said, "she'll get the job done." And getting the job done is Betty's trademark. Whether it's turkey drive in the snow or rain, a 5-minute canned food grab, stepping the limo event for Food for Lane County, school supplies, holiday dinners, assistance of all kinds. Betty has been like a social service agency all on her own while working with so many other agencies in town. Everybody knows her. Once it was a bunch of excited little girls in the elevator of the Hilton. "Can we have your autograph?" they said. She responded graciously, as she always does. So here's the only person I know who has her own TV show, but is willing to put on an unattractive turkey suit, not that there is an attractive turkey suit, and gobble, gobble, gobble through the aisles of a grocery store that has collaborated with her on a food drive. She gets the job done. If you are walking anywhere with Betty, say to lunch or a meeting, be sure to add extra time. Whenever I've been with her, she's been stopped at least once, if not two or three times, by people who recognize her, want to talk to her about her TV show, or most likely, tell her their troubles and ask for help. Invariably, she stops, listens patiently, pulls out a little notebook from her purse, and jots down contact information. It's as if these strangers in the street are her customers, and she wants to give them the best customer service possible, connecting them with resources, helping from her own pocket, making it okay that they stopped her and asked. She's never too busy to listen, and I know she gets tired and works sometimes through pain, but they never know it. She gets the job done. Betty has left her mark on our community in so many ways. As a businesswoman, community partner, and social justice advocate, she had a voice in the successful renaming of Centennial Boulevard to MLK Boulevard and brought Dr. King's daughter Yolanda to the ceremony. Betty served on the MLK Celebration Committee and is the recipient of an award bearing Dr. King's name. Betty has founded a new social justice nonprofit, 846 Justice Today, whose commissioned mural downtown is a beautiful and hopeful testament to the lives of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and so many others, and serves as a reminder to continue the struggle for social justice, end racism, and create a community where all people can thrive. During the wildfires last item, 846 provided food and holiday meals. With BIPOC families and businesses suffering from the results of the pandemic, Betty and 846 were there with aid. Most recently, Betty has used her network to help provide vaccines and help get the pandemic under control, encouraging people by word and example to get their shot. Betty's social justice work is personal, compassionate, and she follows through getting the job done because she genuinely cares. And it doesn't matter if you're BIPOC or white, she is reaching out to brothers and sisters as part of the human family. The Turtle Award is given to people who stick their necks out, and she's certainly done that. But turtles also are known for having hard shells, and they need them for protection. But Betty has not let the racism she has experienced and continues to experience make her bitter or hard. She is a woman of faith who lives hope, forgiveness, and love, and the message, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. I've had the privilege of hearing Betty speak publicly on several occasions, and in her voice, I hear the cadence of other leaders, people who dream dreams, who asked us what we could do for our country, and who got into good trouble. Her voice is strong and passionate and righteous. It is also personal and calm and simple. A while ago, one of my adult children was in serious trouble. I happened to be crying in my car in the driveway when Betty called about a project. She could tell I was distraught. And when I told her why, she didn't say, "That's terrible. What are you going to do about it?" Instead, she simply kindly said four words: "How can I help?" Betty has been asking and answering that question for decades in our community. It is my distinct honor and privilege to call her friend and to thank her on behalf of the thousands of lives she's touched over the years, and to congratulate her as the 2021 recipient of the Turtle Award. Thank you.
First of all, I would like to thank the City Club, President, and all of its members for the honor of the Turtle Award. Sue, thank you for your powerful words. I have been a fan of yours and always encouraged by your works. Rebecca, thank you for all you've done and for being a friend for 25 plus years and talking about some of the work achieved. Since we're talking about a turtle, and I'm gonna be brief, what is a turtle? A turtle is a slow-moving animal enclosed in a scaly and leathery domed shell for protection. Turtle means patience, wisdom, and patience teaches us to take your time and stay focused on your goal no matter what. No matter what you're confronted with, no matter how you're criticized, we must be grounded. Helping people gives me a reason to rise every morning to see what I can do to accomplish change. I love people. I am a servant who has been called to serve the people. And I want to make life better because I am concerned. Each of us have a story. My story may be different than your story, but most of us, we have a mind to create and do good. And I want to do good in this community and for the world. We must be willing to stick our neck out for the good of the people. We must have the courage and take the risk and expose ourselves to criticism, and there will be a lot of it. But that is when we make change. We take the root of good trouble and work for equality. So I say to you, don't get tied up in trying to be on the top. Do the work of loving and helping people. That is you. That is your history. And nobody can take that away from you. They will exclude you, act like you don't exist, and never did anything. But I say, keep your neck looking high. Keep loving and doing for people, because that is where we come together to make a change. Thank you so very much.
Thank you, Betty, for those inspiring words. Now, Marion Malcolm will talk about Mo Young.
Well, here's what Mo says about herself. "I walk through life doing what I think is the right thing to do." She makes it sound simple, and in one way it is. Mo has a moral compass that's unwavering. But the world is very complex, and the way that Mo holds and manages to balance all the complexities is far from simple. She understands and challenges the systemic racism and the other forms of oppression that are embedded in society and all its institutions, including the one where she works. She's an effective change agent because she works both inside and outside, staying in touch with people at the community level and helping them see how to access the institution. Mo sees the good in the people around her and believes in the capacity of individuals to grow and change. She models a willingness to learn and to change by continually educating herself. Just ask to see Mo's reading list. This is characteristic of Mo's way of being in the world. She leads by example and she brings people along. One extraordinary aspect of her leadership is her willingness to be vulnerable and to allow others to see her vulnerability. This is a conscious choice on her part because she wants to help people see that it's okay to acknowledge struggles and to reach out for help. So her many Facebook friends follow her through her visits with her therapist. In that way, she destigmatizes seeking help. Mo commented to me that being open about when things are good or bad makes them not a big deal. Sometimes, though, she does what she thinks is right in a quiet but totally steadfast way. Mo and her partner, Mike, now her husband, were together and committed to one another for 14 years before they got married. Why, you might wonder? Mo and Mike did not want to get officially, legally married until the unions of their LGBTQ friends could also be legally recognized. Some of us knew that during those years, but many did not, because Mo and Mike were simply doing what seemed right to them. I saw Mo in action when she worked for CALC, Community Alliance of Lane County, many years ago. Mo took programs to the community, but just as important was the work she did inside the organization. I was particularly taken with how she related to interns from the University of Oregon, nurturing them, believing in them, helping them believe in themselves. This did not happen in a minute. Instead, Mo was willing to invest hours in listening to them and guiding them. Mo was never above the nitty-gritty of the work. I walked neighborhoods with Mo in the wake of hate activity, giving out Stop Hate materials and engaging with people. For a woman of color to do that work is risky, and it takes a degree of courage those of us who are white might not readily recognize. Mo is a warrior who is also an endlessly kind listener, mentor, and friend. She challenges systems and she cares for individuals all at the same time. I asked Mo how she does it and also raises her wonderful daughter, raises money for righteous causes, volunteers in the community, and in the summer, preserves a truly impressive amount of the season's bounty. She says that she practices boundaries, that when she's done working, she's done. And when she's with friends or family members, she's really with them. And I think that when she's with her kitties, she's really with them too. Seems like wisdom to me. And yet Mo is still a young woman. Maybe it's because she stepped forward as a social justice activist when she was still a teenager. Maybe it's because she had parents who themselves modeled good values and social engagement. In any case, she already has about a quarter century of activism to her credit. I'm proud to have known her for years, to be one of her many friends, and to have had this opportunity to talk about her and to welcome her as a turtle. Mo, my wish for you is that you go from strength to strength, that you feel the love that returns to you from all the warmth that you've sent out into the community, and that you know a lot of everyday joy along the way.
Thank you, Marion.
Yes, thank you, Marion. Some years ago, Jan Oliver, a co-founder of the Eugene City Club, presented in a talk to this organization the consideration that we should attempt to live our lives with what she defined as big love. She suggested that we need to think critically and live with clarity, with honesty, and especially with empathy and compassion. Jan is a Black woman, at that time a leader at the University of Oregon and on the school board at 4J, encouraged those of us in attendance to stay curious, attentive, and caring. Empathy and compassion were not only for the good days, they were particularly needed when things got difficult, complex, ugly. I've thought about Jan's words over the years, especially these last handful of years. Jan Oliver's vision influenced my thinking when I was one of a large number of turtles who nominated Mo Young. Today, we have the great privilege to introduce an individual who embodies what I believe is to be the very essence of Jan Oliver's big love. Mo Young is an individual of remarkable courage and influence in Eugene and Lane County. She carries a moral clarity combined with a great sense of humor and a generosity of spirit that many of us find compelling. While truly accepting people as we are, Mo supports, challenges, educates, and inspires us. She does this in both the work she's chosen and the life she leads. Mo makes real and accessible her experience of being Black and living in this town, this county, this state, and this nation. With extraordinary care and empathy, she offers a simple, sincere invitation to see, and perhaps, if one is so motivated, better understand what it's like for her to be Black and live here on both good days and bad. What it's like to be Black and be the daughter of a Black father, the sister to a Black brother, and the mother of a Black daughter. She does this with honesty, grace, and impressive generosity. She does this every day, good days and bad. Mo invites us to see the world through her eyes, but doesn't tell us what to think or what to do. She offers up insight into her lived experience as the gift that it is, and I will call it an extraordinarily generous and sometimes costly gift. In her professional life, she provides counseling, supporting institutional change through respectful, persistent conversation. The outcome of this has been great engagement by leaders who were not initial allies or advocates. The county now prioritizes equity work and integrates equity into the strategic plan and county board decision-making. She creates and facilitates workshops, trainings, community conversations about race, cultural identity, Oregon's history, white supremacy, and racism. She provides staff support and assistance to Lane County Equity and Access Advisory Board. She serves as a technical resource for the county and the county board regarding equity and access issues and coordinator and liaison to the county on just racial justice and other social justice issues. She drafts the statements for Lane County, including board orders, public statements, website language, and internal newsletter information. In her volunteer work, and this is far from inclusive, she's been a court-appointed special advocate. She's been a peer coordinator for CASA. She serves on the United Way's Community Investment Steering Committee. She's a member of the board of Centro Latino Americano. She's a member of the board of directors for Ophelia's Place. Her hobbies, her free time includes organizing a school supply drive for at least 10 years for rural schools, as well as for CASA of Lane County. She's collecting toys and hygiene supplies for kids and families of color for First Place Family Center. She's collecting toys and hygiene supplies for kids of color for Bags of Love. She's fundraising for the Family Resource Center in South Lane County to feed community members during their weekly drop-in centers. These families are agricultural workers. They're indigenous to Guatemala. Many have specific food requirements because of dental issues. She's driving for True Color Band-Aids that provide school kits for different shades of brown Band-Aids for schools that have the highest percentage of kids of color. She's fundraising for Centro Latino Americano as a board member, but she was doing this well before she ever started serving on the board. She's starting Good Trouble Libraries, tiny libraries that focus on social justice and writers of color. She's creating and participating in social justice book groups, including one of her many current book groups is she invited and is now meeting with Sheriff Cliff Harrell to read and discuss My Grandmother's Hands, Racialized Trauma and the Pathway to Mending Our Hearts and Bodies. Who does that? Who reaches out to the chief elected law enforcement executive and asks them if they want to be in a one-on-one social justice book group and then succeeds? For her work, both public and private, she received the MLK Jr. Community Leader Award in 2018. Mo's kindness and care attracts a remarkable range of people, in part because she does very well at holding space for others. As she would say, sitting with people and their feelings. As a Black and biracial woman raised in Eugene, Oregon, a town, county, and state that has long struggled with white supremacy and racism, she's done an extraordinary job of remaining curious and modeling acceptance without compromising her values. She trusts and is trusted. She serves as a mentor and moral compass to many of us, me included. She understands and puts into practice the philosophy that while we are all at different places on our journey, the door should be held open to help us all be more fair, equitable, and just. She has taken it as her personal mission to hold open that door. She is that living, breathing invitation to engage, learn, and dream. She is constantly learning and consistently bringing out the best in others. She sees others as their best selves. By being honest and vulnerable and courageous with who she is and what she's thinking, Mo has the trust of the organization she works within, the partners she supports, and the community she serves. Mo Love lives with big love. Mo, congratulations and thank you for joining us as Turtles.
Thank you, Greg. So I wanna thank the City Club for this great honor. And I also wanna thank Marion and Greg for their words. These are two folks that I'm not sure if I would be where I am now if it wasn't for them and their guidance over the course of all of those years that they talked about. Betty, it's an honor to be receiving this award at the same time as you. I've known you since I was 7, 8, I mean, since forever. So, you know, thank you for sharing the virtual stage with me. You really are an example of someone who lives their values, and I'm humbled to be here with you. I want to just send a shout out to my mom, who got this award 15 years ago. It's cool to be on a list with her. And I was in fact raised by two people who just taught me and my brother that this is how we live our life. This is how we show up in community with one another. And so I've been spending like the last couple of weeks trying to figure out what I was going to say. And it just keeps coming down to, I'm just doing what I think we're supposed to do as humans. And so I don't have a ton to say about that. What I will say is I spent a lot of time thinking about, what does it mean to stick your neck out? And to me, it means being consistent, being consistently you, no matter who you're around, at work, at home, with colleagues and community. It means being willing to be wrong. It means being willing to be alone. And whatever the moment is, if you know that what you're doing is right, then being willing to be the only one who stands up and says something, being willing to not be popular or to not say the popular thing. For me, especially this year, as Marion kind of alluded to, is being honest with myself and others about boundaries and what I can and can't do. There's a lot of work to be done. And also kind of conversely, on the other side of that, it's about dreaming real big. And I feel really lucky to have friends and family who know when to like reel me in and when to take my hand and just run together towards whatever the big project is. And so as I was looking at the what it takes to be a turtle, two sort of things stood out to me. I mean, all four of them are wonderful, but the two that stood out to me that I wanted to just touch on were stimulating constructive action and forging cooperative relationships. Earlier this year, I was chatting with a dear friend and elder in our Black community, and she shared with me that it is a dream, it's a lifelong dream of hers to own a home, and that she just didn't have enough money for a down payment for that home. And she gave me permission to raise funds for a down payment. And so we are spending the next handful of months fundraising to get Lily Reynolds Parker, who many of you know, a down payment for her home. And so I would be remiss if I didn't tell you how to donate to that. So you can email me at mo.young541@gmail.com for information. You can also call any Oregon Community Credit Union and deposit directly into the account. And there's also a PayPal money pool. If you're on Facebook, you can find it. I've got a million public posts about it. But anyways, for me, like, that is the epitome of community, the epitome of constructive action, and the epitome of forging cooperative relationships. And there are many opportunities out there if you just look for it. So thank you so much.
enjoyed this presentation by the City Club of Eugene, please visit our website at cityclubofeugene.org or our Facebook page for more topics. We hope you are inspired to join us for our next podcast episode.